This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington that what the United States government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon had drifted over the country for days, prompting calls from Republican members of Congress and members of the public for the military to knock it out of the sky.
President Joe Biden told reporters he had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Biden complimented the aviators who carried out the mission on Saturday afternoon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in a statement, says the balloon's flight over America was an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty by China. Chinese officials have said the balloon was a Chinese civilian research aircraft that had drifted off course. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Sri Lanka marked its 75th independence anniversary on Saturday as a bankrupt nation. President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who started to improve some but not all the acute shortages, acknowledged the somber state of the nation, saying in a televised speech, "We have reached the point of destruction." Wickremesinghe said the first 6 months of the year will be difficult. Many Buddhists and Christian clergy boycotted the celebrations in the capital, while activists and others expressed anger at what they see as a waste of money in a time of severe economic crisis. Union members have voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of service workers at Walt Disney World, saying it didn't go far enough helping employees face cost of living hikes and housing and other expenses